Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined this segment by Darcy Kramer, running for Assembly in Assembly District 147. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Now, we've been talking off air about, you know, Assembly and politics and everything. This, tell us before why you wanted to get into this, what you do before the Assembly, before running for politics.
Right. So I have really been involved in the community for my entire career. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been doing that work for almost 30 years, and I serve on lots of boards of directors in the community, including Peace Prince of Western New York, Children's Guild Foundation. I was with the Rural Outreach Center, with Home Space. And so I've been working with families, with couples, with kids in the community for decades. And so I really just see this run as an extension of what I've been doing my whole life.
So you go from that, as you said, an extension of what you've been doing. What was the final thing to push you to say, you know what, this is the time, I'm gonna give it a run?
So what it was, Joe, was I went to vote in the last election and Dave DiPietro was running unopposed. And it just really isn't good for democracy to have a candidate running unopposed. There needs to be a choice. And so I thought, you know, it's a great time in my life right now. Both of my kids are grown. I have the time. I have the energy. Why not throw my hat in the ring?
And looking at your district, 147, what are some of the issues that you think need attention in Albany?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, so the district needs a lot of attention, a lot more than it's been getting, and it deserves a lot more support and resources and funding than it's been getting for the last decade. So some of those things include, for example, in Wyoming County, they need access. They need access to transportation so that there's more than one bus a day, that if somebody misses the bus, they can't get where they're going. They need access to broadband internet. They need access to healthcare and mental health services. I've just been in this race for a couple of days now. I only just launched yesterday. And already I know that the town of Collins and their neighbors need Brooks Hospital for more access to health care. That citizens in the town of Evans and their neighborhoods are concerned about the wind turbines that are near Lake Erie and in agricultural farmland. We need to do more investigation into what kind of impact that has on the environment. We want to preserve the environment, but we also don't want to negatively affect it. And finally, in the bigger towns like East Aurora and Orchard Park, the backbone of those communities are small businesses. Those businesses need to keep their doors open, but while also paying a living wage to the people who work there. So there's so much that needs to be done, none of which has gotten any attention. And I really want to get things done in the district.
Now, before we get to some of the other issues facing New York State, looking at your district, and you mentioned the last election, David DiPietro ran unopposed, and it's a very red district.
It is.
So what are you, looking at that? This is a similar question I asked last week to the gentleman running for Senate in New York State. What are some of the things that you plan to do to maybe try to flip some of those voters that make it such a red district?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. I really believe that the issues that I'm running on, the things that need attention in this community, are not Republican or Democratic issues. They're issues for humans, and they're issues that need attention for families and for the community. So this really isn't about Republican or Democrat. This is about getting things done for the people who live in these rural areas, for the people who live in the suburban areas of East Aurora and parts of Orchard Park and Springville. Things like access to transportation, access to broadband, environmental concerns, small business support. This is not really about, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. This is just about the needs of the community.
Now, you were telling me that you've already done some work when it comes to legislative, even before getting into office.
Yeah, so I haven't held elected office, and yet I've been working for the last 20 years in Albany with support from the current legislators for access to mental health. So you may not be aware, New York was the third last state to license marriage and family therapists and mental health practitioners. And so back in 2006, I worked hard to get that bill passed so that there's more access for the community, more providers where, people try to get into mental health centers and there's waiting lists that months and months and years. And so this opened up access for people to get more to have more opportunity to see mental health providers. And then just last year, I was working with Senator Kennedy to get mental health practitioners on insurance panels. So previous to that, mental health practitioners were not required to be on insurance panels. And now, since the law has been passed and one that we worked on for ever since licensure in 2006, so that's a long time, we talk about some of the bills that get through quickly, but not the ones that take years and years and, more lobbying and more rewriting and more collaboration. But this one took a long time. And finally, marriage and family therapists, licensed mental health clinicians, psychoanalysts, a bunch of mental health practitioners are now mandated to be on insurance panels, which again allows more access to people who can't pay out of pocket for services. So all about getting access to mental health.
Yeah, I was fascinated by, because it is the expedited things that we always hear about, but
right,
all these things that happen behind the scenes that take, years and years and years, it doesn't get that much attention. Now, you're talking mental health and, New York State overall. Do you think New York State has focused enough on mental health issues that, came from the pandemic, from the lockdowns? We're still seeing stories about, mental health issues 4 years after the lockdowns. Do you think New York State should take a bigger role in that?
I absolutely do. I mean, it's hard to imagine enough resources being devoted to mental health because it really is the foundation from which everything else grows, our kids' health, our community health. And, one thing that people may not be aware of is that rural communities like the district that I'm running in really get ignored. There's very little access to services in rural communities. The Rural Outreach Center is doing some great work to try to provide mental health services in the rural districts, but there's so little available. And again, people have waiting lists. They have to take you know, buses to get, you know, an hour to get to their mental health appointments. It's really just a horrible situation. And people in rural areas actually die at a higher rate than they do in urban areas because of this lack of access. So it's just, you know, unconscionable. And we need to be putting so much more resources and funding and support to mental health.
Now, looking at the things, you know, we have state senators and members of the assembly in here all the time, and the big topics that have come up over the last few years, starting with bail reform, which started under the Cuomo administration, has been a topic of discussion, hasn't really been focused as much by the governor. Where do you stand on the current bail reform? Where do you think it should be, or do you think it's where it should be?
So in 2024, the new budget that's gotten passed, judges are allowed more discretion to set bail for more serious crimes, and that's a good thing. I'm in support of that. It's important to differentiate between overly punitive measures for nonviolent crimes, which is what the bail reform was focused on, versus making sure that violent offenders are kept off the street. So beyond that, we also need to be addressing the precursors to the acts of crime. And again, here we are again in mental health. You know, the new budget does that in the form of $31 million to crime reduction, to youth justice, and to gang prevention programs. So I think we're moving in the right direction in that regard.
Also, obviously, immigration is an issue with migrants in New York City. We have them here in Erie County. What do you think the right way to deal with migrants? Some call them undocumented, some call them illegals. What do you think is the right way for New York State to deal with this federal issue?
Well, I think we need a path to citizenship, and the system isn't functioning right now. And so attention to to having the borders be secure, but then also there being a clear path so people can be educated, they can get housing, and they can get to work, because that's really what a lot of these migrants want, is to be able to work. And, you know, the farmers in our rural communities need some of these people to help with their work. So there's the possibility of a positive collaboration, but I think we just haven't found it yet.
The you mentioned path to citizenship. A lot of people are in here on asylum claims, but then, you know, if they get denied, it's you got to find them and deport them. Do you think the immigration as a whole, legal immigration, that system needs to be looked at the federal level?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off. Do you want to finish your question?
I was trying to add words to a question that was finished.
Yeah. So no, absolutely. When I say the system isn't working, I'm talking about the system federally. There needs to be attention paid to helping these people who have gotten here out of dangerous situations, and you know, what do we do? What happens after that? So that needs attention for sure.
There was, now I know this is a federal law that was passed, but it's been a big topic in Albany, obviously. And the law that was passed was, if someone who is here not through the legal way, so if someone who's illegal, undocumented migrant, which, you know, there's
all the words, all the words.
If they're not here and they are found for a crime of theft, if they are found for any crime, that then they should be deported. Do you agree with that legislation?
Do I agree that people who are here illegally should be deported for committing a crime?
Right.
I think so. I mean, to tell you the truth, it's not an issue in the district that is, you know, kind of top of mind, because we're looking at, you know, they're rarely ending up in these rural communities. It's more a City of Buffalo kind of issue. So it's not one that I've thought through in depth, but you know, when crimes are committed, there needs to be consequences.
Now, I ask this question off the air a lot. I'm going to ask it on the air so we have it on tape. Would you be open to a debate with the Republican candidate if it's Dave DiPietro or his primary challenger?
I would be open to debating both of them at the same time. I am so eager to have a conversation both with Mr. DiPietro about his record over the past decade, and with Mr. Martin about what he's hoping to do. I think that, you know, as a marriage and family therapist for 30 years, I have the experience, and, you know, it's just kind of in my person to be building bridges, to be resolving conflict, to be translating views from one to the next, and to be sitting in a space where it's troublesome. That's just something that I'm used to every day, and I am I would be thrilled to have the opportunity to talk with these guys.
What does the campaign look like? You said you kicked off yesterday.
I did.
What goes on from here?
I'm getting endorsements. We're talking to town committee chairs. We've got to get out and get petitions signed. That's through March. You know, we've got to get on the ballot to begin with. And then it's a whole lot. You know, one of the things that I really am interested in is running what I call a bottom-up campaign, and that is talking to constituents. I don't come in here imagining that I know everything about what the district needs, and I want the opportunity to go door-to-door and to talk with the people in these districts, or in the 147th, to learn from them what their concerns are. So I just want to be talking to people, and I need all the time I can get to do that. You know, I want to learn what's important to people so that I can bring that to Albany and represent them.
You know, it's interesting. Your district does go through two counties. You have to work with two county chair people for the Democrat Party in those two counties. That's got to be an interesting way to, you know, you got to appeal to Wyoming and Erie County.
Yeah.
Now, do you see differences between parts of Erie County that this district represents and Wyoming County?
Sure. So Cindy Appleton is the chair of the Wyoming County Democrats. And as we know, Jeremy Zellner is the chair in Erie County. I've been working closely with both of them. Wyoming County is very rural. That's the part of the district that really needs the attention with regard to transportation and broadband. Whereas the Erie County piece includes East Aurora and parts of Orchard Park. It also includes, obviously, Springville, Eden, Collins. Those are all rural areas as well. But I think Wyoming County is the one that gets forgotten about. It's easy to ignore these really deeply rural areas, and those are the folks I want to be talking to.
All right. Before we end the segment, anything that I didn't touch on that you'd like to touch on?
I don't think so. I think I appreciate the opportunity to have been talking about the work that I've already done legislatively. I know what the process is like going into Albany. The fact that I have spent my career working for the community and working for families, and the fact that this isn't a Republican or a Democratic issue, these issues that I'm concerned about and that I want to represent. These are human issues, and these are issues that deserve more attention than they've been getting.
Darcy Kramer running for the 147th Assembly District, and she doesn't yet know her opponent because there is a primary on the Republican side. We'll have both of them in studio as well. And Darcy, we hope to have you back in studio, possibly with your opponent at the same time.
Sounds great, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.